Today we observe the fast of Shivasar B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, the day in which thousands of years ago the walls of Yerushalayim were breached, a day which really paved the way for the 9th of Av, for the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Shivasar B'Tammuz is a day in which we reflect on the origins of destruction. And of course, again, when we think about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, we're focused on the cause, the root causes. For the first Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara tells us the root causes were the violation of the three cardinal averus, Avodah Zarah, Gila Arayah, Shfichos Damim, idolatry, immorality, murder. For the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, we know again Sinas Chinam, baseless hatred, just unbridled animosity between one Jew and his fellow, a dynamic, a difficulty, a challenge which plagues us to this very day. And Shivasar B'Tammuz is the beginning of the process. And as such, again, we don't find ourselves in the throes of Avelos, in the throes of mourning, like we do in just a few weeks from now, on the 9th of Av. But rather, again, Shivasar B'Tammuz affords us the opportunity to reflect a little bit before we find ourselves in the fully immersive grief of the 9 days of Tisha B'Av. Shivasar B'Tammuz is like the dipping of the foot into the collective waters of Klal Yisrael's grief, an opportunity to introspect, an opportunity to reflect. And the Shulchan Aruch has a fascinating halacha. Shulchan Aruch, this is in Aruch Chaim, Simen Aleph, all the way in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes, Ro'i l'cho yirei shamayim, she meitzar v'doeg al churban beis hamikdash. Shulchan Aruch paskins that every yirei shamayim, every person who fears heaven, should go ahead and literally meitzar, should find tzar, should be pained, v'doeg, and worry about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So of course this duality, to feel the pain over that which has been lost, what does it mean doeg, to worry? Like the Gemara says, that any generation in which the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt, it's as if it's been destroyed. So there's a worry, I want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt in my days, I want the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt in my time, for I don't want to be like the generation in which it was destroyed. So ra'i l'chol yirei shamayim, every person who fears heaven should be meitzar, should feel the pain, and ultimately worry over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And the great tzaddik, the Chiddush Arim, the Ger Rebbe, asks an interesting question. He says, I don't understand. Why is this only a din? Why is this only an obligation on a Yerei Shamayim, on a person who fears heaven? Shouldn't this be an obligation on every single Jew? It should say, Ro'i l'chol adam. Every single person should go ahead and literally feel the pain over the lost and be worried lest the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt in my days. Why is it just a Yarei Shamayim, a person who fears heaven? And the Chiddush Arim, the Ger Rebbe, says something absolutely amazing. I quote to you. He says, Hatam, lama talu inyon tsar shel habayis hamikdash b'yirei shamayim? Why do Chazal just say that it's just the yirei shamayim, a person who fears heaven, who has to worry and who has to feel the pain of the mikdash? Listen to this. Kimisha einu yirei shamayim. Because a person who is not yet on the level of a yirei shamayim, tsarich lios meitzer v'doeg al churban atzmo, has to be more worried about his own personal destruction. Chidushim says something amazing. What's a Yirei Shamayim? Yirei Shamayim is a person who is on a lofty and elevated spiritual level. So a person who is on a lofty and elevated spiritual level, who has his own personalistic house in a proper order, in a proper state of repair, he could worry about the Beis HaMikdash that is in a state of disrepair. But says the Chiddush Arim, a person who is not a Yirei Shamayim, a person who himself or herself has certain elements of their personalistic home which are in a state of disrepair, before you worry about God's home, worry about your own. What a profound lesson. So the Yirei Shamayim, the person who has his or her life in order, you're right, your home is good, your life is in order, there's nothing in a state of disrepair in your life, in your existence, in your personalness, great, you should feel the pain, and you should feel the worry about the home of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for the rest of us, who are not on the level of being, yet, of being a Yirei Shamayim, think about what churban, what's destroyed in my home, what's destroyed in my life, what's in a state of disrepair in my relationships, what's in a state of disrepair in my personalistic home. Let me think about those, let me worry about those, let me fix those, before I worry and am pained over the destruction and the loss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home. And I think the Chiddush She'arim gives us a new insight, a new understanding into these days. For many of us, it's very difficult to relate to the 3 weeks. It's difficult to relate to Shavuot B'Tammuz, difficult to relate to the 3 weeks, to the 9 days, Rosh Chodesh after Tisha B'Av. It's hard, and it's understandable, because it's difficult to relate to something that you never knew. It's difficult to relate to something that is thousands of years old. But I think, or thousands of years ago, a loss that's so old, I think that what the Chiddush She'arim sensitizes us to is that these days offer us a different kind of opportunity. It's true. The anchor of the Bein HaMetzarim, the anchor of the 3 weeks, starting with Terei Shavasar B'Tammuz, is a focus on the destruction of the Ribono Shel Olam's home. And all of the resulting tsar, and all the resulting pain, and all the resulting difficulty, and all of the intensity, and all of the suffering that has resulted over the last thousands of years because of the loss of that home. But it's also an opportunity for us to focus on perhaps the destruction which exists within our own lives. How many of us walk around with marriages that are in a state of disrepair? And how many of us walk around with relationships, with our children, with our friends, with our family, that are in ruin? And maybe they've been in ruin for a very long time. And how many of us, ourselves, just as people, are in a state of churban? There are things, there are problems, there are challenges that I have, that I know that I have, and I know that I have to deal with, yet I'm not dealing with them. Yet I'm not engaging in the struggle. I'm not fighting the battles. I'm not doing the things I need to do. I know that I am in a state of churban, yet I'm not actively doing anything about it. Says the Chiddush She'arim, in these days when we mourn the state of destruction of the Ribono Shel Olam's home, it's also an opportunity to take stock of our own homes, of our own lives, of our own relationships, and ask ourselves, is there churban? Is there destruction in my life? And if there is, let me roll up my sleeves and rebuild. Let me roll up my sleeves and fix it. Let me do something about it. Maybe we have difficulty mourning over what was. But the truth is, for many of us, there's no difficulty in mourning what is. Because I know I have things in a state of disrepair. I know that there are aspects of churban in my life, and I don't want to live with that anymore. So in these days when I mourn the loss and destruction of the Ribono Shel Olam's home, I'm going to introspect and reflect on the areas of churban in my own life, and finally find the courage to do something about it. And in the schus and the merit of repairing that which is destroyed within our own lives, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally see fit, especially during these days, to gather up all that has been destroyed within His home, within Klal Yisrael, and in Mirza Hashem, finally, may we reach the era of beautiful rebuilding. Wishing everyone a meaningful and uplifting day, and Halavai 3 weeks filled with contemplation, introspection, and in Mirza Hashem, rebuilding.